Well, good morning, and it's a little cooler out here this morning in the courtyard, and we're coming fresh off the heels yesterday of PC Serve Day. And I'm not sure if you know it or not, but each PC Serve Day we can serve 1,000 hours of service to our community, and we're here this morning to learn a little bit about it. So let's start over here to my left. Why don't you introduce yourself, tell us what year you are, and then I got a couple questions for you.
Okay. Hi, my name is Kayla. I am a sophomore in high school, obviously. And what else did you ask?
Well, that's a good place to
Okay, sorry.
Kayla, sophomore. Yesterday was serve day. Where did you serve? And I'll hold this for you. It's okay. Where did you serve yesterday?
I served in St. Vincent de Paul.
St. Vincent de Paul. And was that St. Vincent de Paul the kitchen?
The kitchen, yeah.
Okay, so I've done that a few years. Talk to me about it. I think even the young lady recording us has been there with us. Yesterday you walked in, you served in the dining room. Give us a picture of what you saw.
Well, I saw a lot of people that seemed like they were struggling. Like, you could tell it was really hard for them, and you could tell that a lot of them were waiting for food because a lot of them, I guess you could say a lot of them couldn't really talk either as well. And it's hard for, like, to, like, understand them because they are homeless people and they have their lives on the streets. But at the end of the day, they are, like, people, and we do have to treat them right. So technically what I saw is just people, like, ordinary people to me.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. You're bringing back a lot of memories of serving there. And I think, you know, as awkward as it is to say, they're people, and you get a firsthand front row seat at looking at homelessness.
Yeah.
And what they face, they started lining up outside the door before lunch was served. I think they serve anywhere an average between 500 and 700.
Around, yeah.
Meals. What part of the meal service did you participate in?
I helped serving the breakfast that morning.
So it was breakfast. You were in the serving line.
Yeah.
Good for you. And what were you serving?
I was serving French toast with apples and Gatorades.
Apples and Gatorade. Well, amen. I'm really glad you went. Thanks for serving. And over here to my right, why don't you introduce yourself? Tell us your name and your year.
Hello. My name is Jonathan, and I'm a seventh grader. I worked at Feed My Starving Children with middle school.
Okay, Feed My Starving Children. Give us a picture of what you saw yesterday and a little bit of I know there's some energy in that room. So why don't you paint that picture for us?
It kind of looked like everyone's tense because a lot of people take it as like a competition of who does it. But in the end, it's all about feeding the children. And that I could see a lot of people working hard just so they could feed children. I could see the passion in some people.
So let's picture it. So there's stations in the room.
Yeah.
How many kids are at one station?
They kept switching it around. So for some places, there were 7, 8, 9, or some there were 5.
And then are the tables competing against each other, all those different stations?
Or no, they're not competing.
We're just looking to hit a certain number. So let's talk about that number. What is it that you were making at each of those stations and tables?
We were making a food meal for the kids. It consisted of soy, rice, protein, and another substance.
And did Feed My Starving Children give any sense of where the food was going?
They said wherever our station was, it had a certain name for it. It said like Thailand, Ukraine. It said a different station, and that's where it would go.
That's really cool. And was there anybody that shared right as you got started and kind of encouraged you on the kind of impact that you guys are going to have?
So there was this lady in front of us. She never told us her name, but she just showed us to like really care for these kids. And she showed us a video about these two kids who before their mother couldn't support them and they were sick, but they fed them. Feed My Starving Children fed them, and now they can go to school like normal children.
Okay, so let me just give you a sense of what happened this morning. Miriam, who produces our regular podcast, The Beacon, found a couple of amazing students. Yesterday was serve day. We literally started recording and just kind of met each other 2 minutes before we started recording, and spilling right off their hearts are testimonies, experience, transparently what you experienced yesterday, how you guys grew from it. And so I want you to know that this conversation alone solidifies that we're going to keep doing PC Serve Day. Again, it's an opportunity 3 times a year for Phoenix Christian to serve over 1,000 hours in our community. I happen to serve over in an adjacent community where we're doing some cleanup in the neighborhood and support for a local neighborhood, right? Very close to the school, with about 10, 15 amazing senior high students. I'm super proud of both of you. I'm super proud of everyone that made it happen yesterday. A shout out to the administrative efforts to organize it. It's a big administrative feat. I'd encourage you, if you want to support St. Vincent de Paul or Feed My Starving Children, those are two other amazing service organizations blessing our world and our community. which is what we're about here at Phoenix Christian. So I want to thank you for taking a moment to listen to The Beacon. I hope you're encouraged. I'm encouraged with these two. God bless you guys. You guys made my day better. Thanks for listening to The Beacon.